Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords walked onto the House floor for the third time in a year for one more vote and to turn in her letter of resignation. On this day, the House broke with protocol to honor Giffords. She sat in the front row of the chamber, surrounded by colleagues as members of the political leadership spoke about her. House Minority Leader Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi called Giffords the brightest star Congress has ever seen.
You will be missed in the House of Representatives, but your legacy in this Congress and your leadership in our nation will certainly endure.
Majority Leader Eric Cantor used his time at the mic to talk about the blessing he considers Gabrielle Giffords.
Gabby's courage, her strength, and her downright fortitude are an inspiration to all of us and all Americans.
When Giffords first decided to run for Congress, Representative Steny Hoyer, now the House Minority Whip, came to Tucson to campaign with her. This morning, he called her an example of grace, courage, and clarity of purpose.
But Gabby's beauty is in the heart, in the soul, in the spirit. The House of Representatives of America has been made proud by this extraordinary daughter of this House, who served so well during her tenure here, who felt so deeply about her constituents, and cared so much for her country.
Emotions were very close to the surface on the House floor, but it was Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida, a close personal friend of Giffords, who was the first to break down while speaking.
I am so proud of my friend, and it will always be one of the great treasures of my life to have met Gabby Giffords and to have served with her in this body. We have all been through such a tumultuous year. The nation has been through a tumultuous year. No one more tumultuous than Gabby and her family and her constituents in her beloved home city of Tucson, Arizona.
Wasserman Schultz then read Giffords' resignation letter to the chamber.
From my first steps and first words after being shot to my current physical and speech therapy, I have given all of myself to being able to walk back onto the House floor this year to represent Arizona's 8th Congressional District. However, today I know that now is not the time. I have more work to do on my recovery before I can again serve in elected office. This past year, my colleagues and staff have worked to make sure my constituents were represented in Congress. But if I can't return, my district deserves to elect a U.S. representative who can give 100% to the job now.
Giffords stood next to Wasserman Schultz as the letter was read, all the while holding the hand of Republican Arizona Representative Jeff Flake. After the letter was read, the House broke into a nearly four-minute standing ovation as Giffords slowly walked to the rostrum and handed House Speaker John Boehner her official letter of resignation. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.